John, you're late. Where are you? You're late. Stay up.
Radio Zoom. Radio Zoom. Friday, February 4th, 2005. Hello, I'm still alive, I'm still here. Cranking this out on a Friday evening because, well, do you have anything better to do, John? Well, you know, normally, yeah, I can find something to do, something to preoccupy myself, something to pass the time and entertain myself, but as we kind of go through this this episode today, you'll notice something up with my voice. As I clear my throat, I kind of spent some time late last night into the very early morning not doing well. The flu is going around, and no matter where you are, no matter how safe you think you might be, it will find you, and it found me. And so I experienced, probably a good 6 hours of enduring hell. Let's put it that way. I thought maybe I could hide from it by going to sleep, but I laid my head down about 6:30 last night, and I thought, you know, I'm fine, I'll get to bed, I'll get through this, and I'll wake up on Friday morning, everything will be fine. About 8:30, it all started, and it didn't stop until about 3 o'clock. So, the flu is ever so enjoyable, and so let's go ahead and exorcise these sickness demons with some International Noise Conspiracy. A new morning, changing weather, Radio Zoom, rock.
Right now, a systematic shutdown, new world order.
Radio.
Because all my filth is in alphabetical order.
Zoom.
This, for example, was under H for toy.
Radio's noise leader.
Radio Zoom.
Hey, glad girls, I only wanna catch you high.
Isolation Drills, that was Guided by Voices with the song Glad Girls. You can find out more about Guided by Voices, gbv.com. If you go there, you can also go to robertpollard.net, who is the lead singer of Guided by Voices, and you might have heard of them. If you're smart enough, you're familiar with them. But they've also, I forget what video it was, but one of the Strokes videos, they were in kind of doing like a cameo type, getting drunk in a bar with them type appearance. So that was the Guided by Voices. And before the Guided by Voices, we heard some of the International Noise Conspiracy. And that was off of the, well, that was the title track from that album, A New Morning, Changing Weather. You can find out more about the International Noise Conspiracy at alt.digitalfarmers.com/TINC, and they have a variety of sites here. If you go there, You can click on the American Recordings official TINC site and on down the line. So they've got some February 2005 tour dates coming up here, but they're all in the Scandinavian areas of Europe. So if you're in that area, go check them out. If you can fly over there and check out their shows, go check them out. I saw them play in New York, and it was absolutely amazing. I guess I didn't give much of a rundown at the beginning as to what's going to be going on in today's episode, but you know, at the same time, I don't have a lot for you because I've been really busy, and this has been the culmination of, I think, being stressed out with just work and well, a lot of work. You were there listening, hopefully, on the podcast where I was doing some outside work. You know, I was doing my day job, and then I was doing some outside work at nighttime, so it's been really, really kind of crazy. A lot of projects pressuring me at the radio station. For those of you that might be an avid reader of my the web blog portion of my what goes on around here, you'll know that my great uncle passed away. My great uncle Richard, and basically my body was telling me last week, just before this the word came down that he passed away, that I was not feeling well, and that I was really stressing myself out, pushing myself to the limits, and I had to pay attention. I had to start doing something better for my my better well-being before it got too bad, and I was unable to attend his funeral. Things were just kind of haywire, but the rest of my family went out there. And we've lost a very viable family member. More importantly, I mean, I wasn't the closest to the guy, but he was a World War II veteran, and he was probably one of the most influential people in my life because, well, since knowing about him and knowing of him and listening to his stories, I've been very fascinated with history and World War II. And the stories that he could tell you would just, it would make your bowels quiver. There's no better way to say it. I mean, there are some veterans that are that don't want to talk about what they've seen, but he, on the other hand, is very free to share them, and it really makes you appreciate the ugliness of that war and any war and any conflict that comes about. So. So he will be sorely missed, and there's not a lot you can say much more about that. But then after all that, I took last weekend to take some time and you know, get some sleep, get caught up on things. But well, you know, Monday rolled around, and I kind of went back into the swing of things. And. And being my typical self, I just kept pushing myself and doing all these projects and, you know, working too much. And, well, either I was going to get sick or, you know, I ran my body down and I got this little flu virus, and it was not fun. It was not fun at all. I don't want to go into the details, but it was about as bad as you can imagine it was and ever could be. Amen. I've got, I'm gonna do a lot more music here today, but I found something in my office while I was cleaning it out one day, and it's the Y2K Personal Survival Guide, and I'm gonna just dive into this a little bit. I keep looking at it every once in a while, and it is just really kind of fun to read. But we'll get into that after I play you this song, which is, well, another one of those long-gone Iowa City bands. Burn Disco Burn, I've played them before, and you know what? I'm going to play them again, but this is going to be a different track. This song is called I Always Finish What I Start. Radio Zoo.
I left a good thing down there because I wasn't sure just what it was good for. Flashing color, bright lights. You are the only thing that moves me anymore.
slipping letters under your apartment door. They're all signed sincerely, love me. You are the only thing that moves me anymore.
Burn, actually formerly from Iowa City, because they no longer are together anymore, but that was off the album I Love You and What You've Done With the Place. And they do have another album they recorded after that album. They have an EP before that, which maybe someday I'll pull something off of there. But the album may get mixed and put out. I don't know. I hear a lot of different rumors, and hopefully it will see the light of day. Let's see. I wanted to look at the Y2K Personal Survival Guide. I keep saying that wrong. My tongue's a little twisted, and at the same time, I'm feeling a little dehydrated, so I'm drinking some Gatorade as we go along here. Obviously because of last night. At $27.50 a pop, you can buy one of these books, or you could buy one of these books. I doubt that they are flying off the shelves now, but you know, Y2K. I remember at the party I was at New Year's Eve 2000, I know I held my breath for just a brief second as the clock struck midnight. Things seemed to be going well across the world. You never knew. There's a nuclear power plant up north of here, you know, just different things like that. Just, you know, is it all going to work? Was it, you know, all going to come together? And this guy wrote this book that I found in my office, and obviously it was sent to us as a promotional copy, and it's been buried in the tech room for obvious reasons. But this is just a really fun read. I mean, you know, the introduction, it's titled, You Don't Have to Be a Victim. Or, let's see, Chapter 2, Build an Emergency Preparedness Library. Or, let's see, Chapter 4, Stockpile Food and Common Household Goods. What other? Secure an alternative source of heat. Develop an alternative source of energy. Let's see, if I go into these chapters, I got a few of them marked that were just kind of fun. Well, yeah, the chapter 4, stockpile food and common household goods, they quote, the quote at the top of the page here is, give us this day our daily bread, the Lord's Prayer. But it just goes on talking about the food chain, long-term food storage, all these different things that you can do to make sure that you are ready when the technological apocalypse would, you know, come upon us. I'm looking on here at some of these other. Oh yeah, this is great. Collect items you can use as barter, and you know, this is divided into subcategories like gold, grub, which I assume that means food, services. Yeah, I'll leave that one alone. this kills me. Guns. Barter guns to survive through Y2K and make sure that you can live, I guess, huh? Let's see. And then, what else have we got here? Another chapter I marked. Determine your self-defense philosophy. You know, he's got all this, you know, store your food, hide your money, turn all your assets into gold. And, you know, I knew some of these people that prepared, or not some of these, that sounds kind of mean, but I knew some people that prepared for Y2K and, you know, they stockpiled. And, well, I'm sure they had fun eating canned vegetables for the next few months after that was all over. Yeah, your self-defense philosophy. What do you, you know, what steps do you take as in terms of what constitutes using brute force, gun ownership, and then it goes on to in more subcategories of, you know, different types of handguns you can use for self-defense. The 38 Special, the 357 Magnum, shotguns, the Colt 45. Let's see, what else we got? Stun guns, rifles, pepper spray, and ooh, man's best friend. That's a dog. This is just an amazing book just to kind of sit down and just thumb through and just kind of look at. It's amazing that at one point, we believe that this would be the end of civilization as we know it. I think we have bigger things to worry about than living without computers. That was just something I thought I'd give a little, you know, share a little bit of. You know, at $27 a pop, $27.50, yeah, I bet you that guy made some money. Let's go ahead and roll into the next song, and I'm going to play another defunct Iowa City band because, you know, that's what I like to do. And this is Speed of Sauce with the song Chocolate Milk. And this is Radio Zoom.
looking brighter now that you have lost your way. And everything that brings you back's another nail in my coffin. Your chocolate milk gone sour, and don't let anyone tell you you're
Sauce, originally from Grinnell, Iowa, but they called Iowa City home. And that song was called Chocolate Milk. And they don't exist anymore, so the only place you can hear that is right here on the Radio Zoom podcast. And let's see. I know you might not like it when I do that to you, but at least you're getting exposed to this music, and there's still plenty of good music coming out of Iowa City. I don't have my hands on it to say. I hope to change some of that and send out, or see if I can get some promo copies and spread it to the world. If you want me to do that, send me an email, and because that will just drive me more to know that you're that interested. I will get out there and I'll work my butt off for you and just you. Yes, you listening right now. And speaking of emails, I was just kind of stalling there so I could kind of look at some different emails that I have not been the best at responding to. You know, I've been busy, you know, come on. But I wanted to pose a couple questions to you. If you've been kind of checking things out, if you're into the whole podcasting thing in general, podcastmania.com is out there. And Hank Lynch sent me, not Hank. Well, interesting. I'm kind of confused by the email I got here. But it's signed Hank Lynch, but in the email it says, "My name is Hank Lynch." And there we go. Yeah, his name is Hank Lynch. Duh. Bear with me. I was sick. You ever remember those old Warner Brothers cartoons? And they get the little tiny mouse and like, "I used to be sick," or something like that. I don't know. Anyhow, Hank Lynch sent me an email, and they offer a podcast streaming service. And it works with Windows Media Player. And he is curious if I'd be interested in putting my podcast onto their site. So I'm going to pose that to you. If you're somebody that doesn't necessarily like to download these MP3s, if that clutters up your hard drive and you think that streaming them would be good, well, you know, let me know. And then I'll let Hank know. I'm still going to write back to you, man, if you're listening. But apparently one of my listeners suggested me. So, let me know what you think I should do. And then I got this other email. And this is an interesting thought, an interesting thing. But from also it's Cochrane. And is the name. And in the subject was just "No More Podcast?" ? And in the body of the message it says, No more podcast? Question mark. My assumption is that this person is still tuned in to the old feed. I changed the feeds, and you can go to my website and get all that information. And hopefully those of you have converted from the old and into the new feed, which I just changed the tail end of it from .rss to, excuse me, .xml. I'm okay. Seriously, I'm not going to throw up. That was last night. But my assumption is that this person might not be able to speak English very well. And this is an interesting concept because obviously they might have gotten a hold of my feed, subscribed to it, and I sent out little tiny messages on my feeds to say, you know, this feed will die, and as of the first of this year, the .xml feed has become full-time, and I've killed off any updating to the RSS or .rss feed. So if they can't speak English, or if they don't understand English very well, they're not understanding that that has changed. So I need to send I'm going to write back to this person and just, you know, give them the address to the new feed. But that brings up a whole interesting concept in that I do know that my podcasts go out around the world. I could, in Norway, I've seen some go out to Thailand. I've seen some go out to Singapore, China. I know that there's a site somewhere in China that I'm getting all sorts of hits from. I don't know. I don't know how, why, but it's incredibly cool. But that just shows you that even though we're breaking down the barriers of, communication and spreading this technology, English or just language in general is still a little bit of a barrier. So that was something that was very, very interesting to me. And another one I wanted to look at was Tony sent me an email, and he's actually from my town, and I think it's pretty cool that somebody. You know, here I am talking about other sides of the world, and yet this guy emails me from my hometown, and I'm going to point you at his website because I think it's only fair to plug that. If you send me an email, you know, I do that. http://codemode.typepad.com. He's got some interesting pictures on his website of Iowa City and the Coralville area. So, and it's a good read. He's very much a programmer of sorts. So for you geeks out there, you'll really dig that, but it's a good time. And, you know, it's a small world. What can I say? And the other thing that I wanted to mention quickly, based on the emails that are coming in, because like I said, there's not much going to this show. I'm just playing a lot of music for you today and just kind of rambling a little bit because I don't feel like being overly creative, but I want to get something out there for you. There's a podcasting conference coming up in the greater Midwest, and I've been asked to attend. And that's cool. I'm going to go up to sounds like this is going to be sometime in June. And I'm thrilled that I have I'm thrilled that I've been invited, and hopefully it fits into my schedule, because right now I'm hopefully I say hopefully because I'm going to be heading up to or heading I'm totally scatterbrained all of a sudden. I'm going to head out to New York City and visit some friends out there. So hopefully I can go up. This is all happening right around the same time, so hopefully I can make it up to, I think it's going to happen in Minneapolis. And that's going to be fun. I don't know where I'll fit into the scheme of things, but there's a lot of interesting people that are going to be showing up there. And it'll be neat to rub some elbows and probably be made fun of, because I don't, you know, I do my thing. I don't do what other people are doing. That's the best way I can kind of explain it. Oh, and I also want to say something about Molly. Yes, Molly. She has contacted me about a band from Chicago named Gidget Gaga, and I have gotten a promo CD of their stuff, and I thought about playing one of their songs in this podcast, but I'm going to save it because I've been listening to it a lot today, and I'm thinking that instead of just playing a track by them, I've been really enjoying the band more and more, so I'm thinking in the coming episodes, maybe even sometime this weekend, if I get the chance, time, energy, and feel like sitting in front of the computer for a little bit, maybe I'll do a whole entire Gidget Gaga podcast for you, play a lot of their songs, and you can get an idea of who they are. But she's been really good about it in terms of getting me the CD, and yeah, that's going to be a good time. And if you have music you want to send my way, you can do that. If you want to send me a single MP3 of some music that you think I might like, you can email it to me. And, you know, with hope it goes through. I have people that email me every so often, and it doesn't work sometimes. And I would have to say 5% of the time it might reject you, and I'm not rejecting you. It's just my server just kind of gets a little freaky sometimes. So you can do that if you want to send me an email that way, or you can point me to the website. I'm always looking for stuff, especially this weekend, because I plan on taking it super, super easy. I'm going to wrap this one up with one more track, and I'm going to go back to my good friends Trouble to Hubble, because they're coming to town again in March, and it's going to be good to see those guys. New album should be, I'm hoping it's going to be done here soon. In terms of when it's going to be pressed and released, I don't know yet, but it's going to be good. I know it is, because I have faith in those guys, and they keep getting better with every single song they write. But this one's going to go back to their first album that they ever made, when they were still young little lads. This is off the album The Sun Beamed Off the Name Maurice, and the name of this track is called Everything's Going to Be Fine. And so that wraps up another edition of Radio Zoom. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll check you later, and adios.
Well, there's this girl that I know. She lives in a place you have to go. You can drive there, it's not that far. It's not so bad in my little red car.
Everything is gonna be alright in Canada. Everything is gonna be alright in Canada. Everything is gonna be alright in Canada. Everything is gonna be fine.
It's 7 hours to Toronto, but I'll make it there in 9. But maybe, baby, just for you, I'll make it there in time.
Everything is gonna be alright. It's gonna be alright in Canada. Everything is gonna be alright in Canada. Everything is gonna be fine.
Everything's gonna be fine.
Radio Zoom Podcast is a product of the Autohertz.net weblog. Send all your thoughts and comments to john@autohertz.net. You can also check out more on the web, autohertz.net. Radio Zoom.